Hello, this is WMUC Digital College Park. This is episode 15, season 2. This is the penultimate episode, maybe. This could be the last one, because I'm going to be honest. Do you know if the semester continues next week?
Yeah.
Up until Wednesday, right?
Yeah, up until Wednesday.
Okay, then I have a show upcoming next Monday. That's going to be the last show.
Yippee.
Yeah, hell yeah. We're going to be done here. Shout out WMUC Digital College Park. PSA, Best Buddy Friendship Walk, May 2025.
Be on the lookout on Saturday, May 3rd, when there will be hundreds of people of all ages on the University of Maryland College Park campus.
This already happened.
Best Buddies Maryland Friendship Walk. The mission of Best Buddies is to create opportunities for one-on-one friendships, meaningful employment, and leadership development for people with and without intellectual and developmental disabilities. Participating in this walk will help raise funds to further this mission. For more information about this great event and organization, search Best Buddies Friendship Walk Maryland online. And remember, it's more fun to walk with a friend.
Yeah, it said May 3rd. Sorry, we were talking over the PSA. Yeah, check that out. If you got a time machine, go check it out. It's happening May 3rd. Yeah, awesome. Best Buddies Friendship Walk, May 3rd. Tap into that.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, I got a time machine.
What's it called? Like the time machine, like the book?
The book?
Yeah, or like the time traveler or something. It's like, never mind, bro. I'm talking
Back
to the Future.
That's not a book.
Go 88 miles per hour and then back to May 3rd.
All right, collect all the Infinity Stones and invent the time travel, and then you can snap back. And Thanos. I said I was going to make a playlist, right? And I did, but not with no effort. I have made it again 3 hours ago. Okay. As next week is my last week, I will try to do it. Anyways, I've always just been playing the rap music and R&B and the regular stuff that I would listen to in the car, but I was just like, all right, I think we got to change that. So I chose songs specifically from this one playlist that I have, a giant one. It's called My Mom Is in the Car. I just play like music from back then and very minimal cursing. So the first song we have is Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
I love this song.
Shout out Jimi Hendrix. I'm left-handed.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Mashallah.
I do everything left-handed. Like?
Everything.
Yeah, when I go home and do my pre-showering rituals. Like? Like gaming. I game so hard. I game like crazy with my left hand.
How many times do you game a day?
Oh my god, like almost every day. I just pressing the WASD keys is crazy. Like when you're playing like games, it goes so stupid. All right, Purple Haze, Jimi Hendrix.
Help me.
All right. Next song is "The Kids Aren't All Right" by The Offspring. There's this person, these Japanese people that I got recommended me. They play this like solo really crazy. It was an insane video. But yeah, "The Kids Aren't All Right" by The Offspring. This next song is "Disorder" by Joy Division.
Flashing cars are crashing, getting frequent now. your spirit lose a feeling, let it out somehow.
Next song is Invisible by Duran Duran.
I love this song. My mom's.
Silently ignore.
song is just like everybody here. Next song is Cowgirl by Aura Coogan. Kogan, I don't care. Our next song is When Doves Cry by Prince. Next song is Goodbye Album by Blur. This guy is one of the singer for Gorillaz. Next song is Drive by Incubus. This was on Surf's Up.
I don't get why everyone's so judgmental. I get why mom's so judgmental. It's because she cares. Personally. Everyone's always like, Cody's this, Cody's that.
Cody's this, Cody's that, Cody's a bum, Cody's this. Cody is me, bro. Let me be me. What is that going to happen?
Sometimes I feel the fear. Uncertainty stinging clear, and I can't help but ask myself how much I let the fear take the wheel and steer.
water over wine and hold my own and drive.
Next song is Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles.
Nothing is real. Nothing forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
Next song is Starman by David Bowie.
He knows it's always
All right, next song is Aline by Jarvis Crocker. This is an all-French song. I got to find other songs after this.
Qui me souriait. Puis il a plu sous cette plage, dans cet orage, elle a disparu. Et j'ai crié, crié à vie pour qu'elle revienne, et j'ai pleuré, pleuré. Oh, j'avais chaud de peine. Je me suis assis auprès de son âme, mais la belle dame s'était enfuie. Je l'ai cherchée sans plus y croire, et sans son espoir pour me guider. Et j'ai crié, crié Ali pour qu'elle revienne. Et j'ai pleuré, pleuré. Oh, j'avais trop de peine. Je n'ai gardé que ce doux visage comme une épave sous le sable mouillé. Ouais. Et j'ai crié, crié Ali pour qu'elle revienne. Et j'ai pleuré, pleuré. Oh, j'avais trop de peine.
This next song is Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay,
wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting
time. All right, this last song is The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Thank you for tuning in to Sensory Overload. We're going to talk a little bit after this, and that's it. Alright, that's the end of Sensory Overload. I got like 3 minutes before I have to go get off, but let me do a little bit of talking. This is the penultimate week, you know? Thank you for anyone that has ever tuned in. It's not the last episode, but I'm eternally grateful for having this moment on the internet. I understand, like, I don't really promote it, so for the people that really do tune in without me saying, like, anything, thank you. Also, it's just, this is a space where real talk, like, he's not here, but my buddy Max, he's always popping up in the booth. He's really genuinely one of my best friends, bro. Like, undoubtedly. Like, he has made my last year of college one of the best. Great, great guy, honestly. He's always down for anything. Shout out him. He's always here. And if he comes back and he does this WMUC stuff when he's back from Ireland next spring, I hope he gets a show. I undoubtedly hope 100% he gets a show. Anyways, aside from that, thank you for tuning in. Next week, I'm just going to cut the crap. We will see if I actually do the episode that I need to. I might start an hour earlier. We'll see. We'll genuinely see. But thank you again for tuning in to Sensory Overload. It sucks I didn't get the show earlier. That's my biggest regret, not getting the show earlier. I love doing this. I genuinely love to come in the booth, come here and speak. But yeah, that's it. Sensory Overload, episode 16, the finale. There's a lot of people that have had this for 4 years. My emotions for 1 year are so much greater than theirs. I'm better than them. I'm just playing. I'm just joshing you. Yeah. But anyways, thank you again for tuning in.